next we have 2022-07. Ocean 7 Group, care of Tawheed Islam. And if I messed that one up, yes, once again, I apologize.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 4.3 acres plus or minus into two lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Lexus Lane, approximately 0.05 mile east of John J. Williams Highway, that's about 24. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.11. The zoning district is CR1, Commercial Residential District. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. And I would note that we've received one written response. And just to check, because it was received on July 26, i.e. this week, I believe we've copied and distributed it on paper on your desks. If not, I can get copies to make sure that's before you.
I don't have it.
I don't see
it. I don't have it, Mr. White.
I will. Thank you. We'll get copies of that while we're hearing the applicant's presentation.
Is there anyone here who can speak on behalf of this applicant? Man, I get smoother at this.
The last one was 8 minutes.
I told him out front I'd keep it under 3 hours. So we'll see what we can do.
Come on in.
Oh, sorry. Let me call you.
That's fine. I'll get started, and we can. Well, good evening. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application tonight for Ocean 7 Group. With me is one of the managing members, Mr. Nick Techman, sitting just behind Mr. Alan Decker, who's a professional engineer and was the engineer on this project and obtained all the permits and approvals for this project. As introduced, this is a standard subdivision on CR1 commercial residential zoning, zoned land. We're dividing 4.3 acres more or less into two lots, two parcels, parcel A being 3.66 acres and parcel B being 0.64 acres. The minimum lot size in the CR1 zoning district is 10,000 square feet or 0.23 acres. The property is located on Lexus Way, which is a DelDOT public road, and it's also located on Hood Road, which is a private road. And it's also situated approximately 250 feet east of Route 24. It's located across the road from BB Medical Center. It's also across the road from Artisans Bank, and it's adjacent to the Sea Glass at Rehoboth project. And I've provided this exhibit here and all the exhibit booklets, so you can see we're talking about this 4 plus or minus acres right here. Property is part of an existing commercial block of properties as shown on the county zoning map. So you can see here how the zone, this area in here is predominantly zoned commercial within this particular area, BB Hospital being directly across the road here. The property is also is in a coastal area according to the 2019 future land use map. It's in an investment level 2 according to the 2020 State and Strategies map. The property has been part of a couple of different subdivisions in the past, as indicated on two plot books here that I show here on the screen here, one being plot book 127, page 85 here. The parcel is located in this area here, but you can see how this property has been subject to a previous subdivision. And then in plot book 330, page 1, which was part of the Sea Glass project, this property was taken out of the remaining lands here and was considered to and was created as a parcel at that time. This the property has been part of a, was the subject of a final site plan approval by this commission back on October 13, 2021, and it's recorded in plot book 361, page 34. The site plan was for two uses, the Cambria Hotel and a proposed office space located down here at the intersection of Hood and Lexus. Currently, the Cambria Hotel is under construction at this time, and they currently have a buyer for the office space here, in this location here. So this is the subject of our application tonight, is to be able to subdivide off this 0.63 acres of land, which we're calling Parcel B, out of the total tract of this property, so thus creating a two-lot subdivision within this particular property. Again, this is a major subdivision as determined by the Planning and Zoning Office and according to Chapter 99. The other parcels here have created substantial lots that this one parcel here is now considered the major subdivision. It is a standard subdivision with lots exceeding the minimum lot requirements under the code. And since the application is a major subdivision, in addition to the other provisions contained in Chapter 99, we all know that the application must consider the 17 items in Chapter 99C. Also, since the application falls within the coastal area, we submitted an environmental assessment and public facility report, and that is located under tab four. So in tab three. So in tabs two and three of the exhibit booklet outlines the context and the considerations of those requirements for both those particular chapters within the code, one being the 99-9C and the other being within chapter 115 of the zoning code. So I submitted these comments, and they are in the booklet for the record, but I will, for the record, I will just go through a few of them as I kind of go around this site plan here. So I'm going to head back to the, this is the recorded approved site plan. So final site plan, in order to get the final site plan, we had to address all agency comments, DELDA, Danarac, Sussex County Engineering Department, of course, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Office, and the like, and as well as the Conservation District. So those approvals have been obtained. I did include those approvals as part of the environmental assessment report. Also within the environmental assessment report is a phase one environmental site evaluation that was done for the property in itself. There's also all the approvals from all the agencies, the Office of Drinking Water, the Fire Marshal. So everything that is talks about when you talk about developing in a coastal area, when it talks about potable water and fire, domestic and fire suppression water, sanitary sewer, stormwater management, nutrient management, it has all been addressed through these approvals and through all these agencies meeting the current regulations. Under 99-9C, under the first requirement, it talks about the integration of the proposed subdivision. Again, what we're doing, previous subdivisions of this property has taken place here. Adding this additional lot onto this parcel here is in keeping with the area and is not out of character with the area. Again, number two, it talks about wetlands and floodplain. Again, there were no wetlands on this particular property. We are outside the, we are in a zone X, so we're outside the 500-year floodplain with the property. There are no historical features. Open space, again, you can see open space will be in the form of enhanced landscaping beds. And then there's a pretty aggressive open space here for the Cambria Hotel. And then there will be enhanced landscaping throughout the entire site for this property. There is shared access. There will not be a separate access for this, for these two parcels each. They will share access. They will share parking spaces. So, and those accesses have already been approved by DLDOT on both of these roads here. So all those approvals have been obtained. Again, water supply is Tidewater Utilities, sanitary sewer is Sussex County. This is in the Tier 1 sanitary sewer. So sewer has been already provided. There's stubs into the site already. And as I said, stated that the Cambria Hotel is under construction at this time. So With that, again, I've completed the 99-9C, and I did submit the environmental report. Also, this property is part of a Transportation Investment District, and I did include the recorded document in the hearing booklet on what this property has, to how they participate in the DLDOT's TID for this area. So, and with that, we feel the application meets the requirements of the subdivision and zoning codes and the comprehensive plan by promoting and protecting the health, safety, convenience, orderly growth, and welfare of the county for the development and use of land that is conveniently and properly located in commercial areas. So with that, along with everything that I presented tonight and the hearing booklet that we presented and all the plans, that's my presentation. We ask that you look favorably on this application.
All right, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
None, Madam Chairman.
Ms. Wingate?
I have no questions.
No, I'm sorry.
Questions?
No, I was just turning to Mr. Hopkins to see if he had any questions.
Hey, I do. So when you say you've already started the hotel, I don't quite understand what he's requesting.
Well, if I understand it right, the office building was, from what Mr. David stated, was already on the approved site plan.
That is correct.
So all we're doing is the site plan essentially remains the same. We're just creating it on its own separate piece of property at this stage.
That's correct. If I can just
show you real quick, you can see here they want to sell this to the potential. So we're creating the property line.
And that is the, that's the 4 acres, is that what it is?
The total site is 4.3 acres. We're actually, parcel B will be 0.64 acres.
And that's what we're talking about?
Essentially, yes. We're taking the existing subdivided parcel, and we're just bringing out one parcel from that.
You're carving out that, and that's going to be an office building?
That's correct, yes.
I don't think I have any other questions yet. I might have some after we get some questions from the audience.
I have a question for Mr. Waitas. Does this change their parking requirements, because now it's essentially two lots where everything was determined by one lot last time?
So it's, the site plan has been approved. So this is just cutting out the parcel. So cutting out the parcel in itself doesn't change the site plan parking numbers. But it might, depending on where the lines create.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Where the lines are going, is that going to make a, you know, if these came to us as two separate projects, we would have had to say, this goes with this, and we have this for this. So
correct. The only change it brings up is interconnectivity between two parcels, and so by putting a line in. But that being said, the drawing shows there's interconnectivity. So I would say it doesn't generate any new issues. There's no new parking in the front yard setback as a result of the line. It just creates an issue that you can have two different owners, but then as you can see, there is interconnectivity between the two. So.
And you said all the parking is going to be shared?
The parking is going to be shared, yes.
That's a written agreement that's shared parking?
Yes. Okay. Again, the site plan is not going to change. The only thing that might change a little bit is the building design, which we are currently working on right now for a doctor. And that might be the parking layout. Everything's under construction, so the stormwater is going to stay the same. Catch basin placements within the parking lot are going to stay the same. All the pavement's going to stay the same. So it's just a matter of designing the building on that spot where we show it.
Okay. So there's additional parking on the piece that you're carving out,
or it's there.
Is that parking, was that parking already planned for
the parking? Is already planned.
It was already planned.
Planned. We're just designing the building to fit within that footprint that you see right there on that final site plan.
And within the number of parking spaces allotted toward that building?
Oh, absolutely. We'll have to make sure of that when we submit, submit a plan for that.
But they were already allotted and approved on the final site plan that
shows
that building now, right?
That's correct, yes.
So it really doesn't change the site plan at all. All it does is draws essentially an artificial line on it so that one party owns 3-something acres and the other party owns 0.64 acres.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I just didn't want it to be known.
Was the same
somebody up in the future. You know.
Was the building on the original?
Yeah, that's the approved site plan right there. And it's
that's what's already approved.
Yeah, just creating.
We're just cutting out
Create a property line.
It's just the same site plan, two different parcels.
Yep.
No change.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. See if anybody has any interest here. Or, Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything? Mr. Robertson?
Thank you.
Staff? All right, is there anyone here who has, would like to speak in favor of application 2022-07, Ocean 7 Group? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Operator, is there anyone online or on the phone who would like to speak in favor of or against this application? Oh, man, you know, I can't handle a hiccup.
All right, we have one caller.
Caller?
Please state your name and people have the floor.
Go ahead.
Sandra Ware.
Okay, go ahead, Sandra Ware.
I'm in favor of this application. I think it's an ideal use of the site, and I think it just fits in very well.
Okay. Thank you. We need to get her address, or are we?
Yeah, we do. If she's still there, we should have her address.
Swear, if you're still there, could you please give us your address?
Yeah, she probably dropped off.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually...
I
have Miss Ware.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we all have Sandra Ware's address. So anyway, but yes. Okay. Operator, are there any other callers on the line?
If there's anyone else on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. Anyone else, other questions or anything? Okay, then I am going to close the public hearing, and you are invited to stay for the rest of the evening, or you may call the office in the morning to see how we vote. Thank you.